Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Now this is a little something different. Here you go. This is Mejia, who was suspended back. Remember when he was suspended all those years ago? Listen, Major League Baseball announced that Rob Manfred has ruled on the Mets pitcher and his application for reinstatement from his permanent suspension. Under the Baseball Drug Prevention and Treatment Program, you can asked to be reinstated. Now, Mejia will be allowed to resume participation in non-public workouts at Mets facilities following the 2018 All-Star break and will be eligible for rehabilitation assignment with the Met affiliate in mid-August, provided Mejia complies with certain conditions established by the Office of the Commissioner and agreed to by the Players Association and Mejia. Mejia will be reinstated to resume all baseball activities in 2019 spring training. Here's from Rob Manfred. Under the terms of our collectively bargained joint drug program, a permanently suspended player like Mr. Mejia has the right to apply to me for discretionary reinstatement after serving a minimum of 2 years. Upon receiving Mr. Mejia's application for reinstatement, I invited him to New York to meet with me. During our meeting, Mejia expressed regret for poor choices he made and assured me that if reinstated, he would adhere to the terms of the program going forward. In light of Mr. Mejia's contrition, his commitment to comply with the program, the fact that he will have already spent almost 4 years suspended without pay, I have decided to grant Mr. Mejia a final chance to resume his professional career. So Mejia will be able to be on a major league team next year. He will be able to go to rehabilitation this year, and he will be able to be on a team next year. What did we say he was, Mons? He'll be 29 on opening day? 29?
Yeah, 29. Yeah.
All right, so he'll be 29. Here's Mejia's statement. I have had a long, difficult time away from the game to contemplate the mistakes I've made, both with regard to my positive drug test and the false allegations I made about Major League Baseball in my testing history. Baseball is my profession, my passion, my life, and for those mistakes, I am truly sorry. I would like to thank Commissioner Manfred for granting my reinstatement. I would also like to thank my family and friends for supporting me during this long, difficult period. I have much work ahead, but look forward to earning back the trust and respect of the Mets and their fans and my teammates. So, listen, he's got a live arm. He's got a major league arm. He's been out of the game for 4 years. He's 29. Hey, send him to spring training and see what happens. Nothing wrong with that. You know?
Be in a DL before you know it.
Hey, before you know it. That's it. Right, listen, the Mets can use a guy in the bullpen. No, they're crowded there, though. You know, because Gesellman's been so good of late. His last six appearances, he's only allowed 450 runs. And he always got Swozick to go to because every time you go to Swozick, something good happens for the opposition. So, you know, but Madge is comfortable going to Swozick and Gesellman all the time. Gesellman, really, in his last six appearances, I think has allowed something like 16 earned runs. But Mejia will get a chance come spring training, back after this.